Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hey, is this Darren?
Yes, this is he. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Darren, this is Colby Sazarek. I think I have an interview with you right now.
Yes, you do. I thought we decided 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Why are you not here?
We did, and I'm sorry. I'm just going to be a few minutes late.
Can I ask why you're being late right now?
Yeah, it's a funny story. My kids changed all the clocks in the house as a prank, and I bought it. So, boneheaded move, but I will be there soon.
I mean, don't you have a cell phone to keep track of the time?
Well, where were you 30 minutes ago? I didn't even think about it. I never use that thing for time. I don't even know why I have all these clocks laying around my house, but... Gosh.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense.
No, it doesn't. But hey, I'll be there in 10 minutes, okay?
Okay. I mean, you're really holding me up here. I put time aside to meet with you.
I understand. So. And this is not a typical thing. I'm usually very punctual.
All right, just get here.
All right, ta-ta.
Ta-ta. Hello?
Hey, Darren, Colby again.
Colby, I thought you said 10 minutes. Where are you?
I did say 10 minutes. I'm going to need another 10.
Is this the kind of employee you're going to be? I mean, if this is a preview of the kind of employee you are, I don't know why we're even going to have this interview at all.
Not at all. Like I said, I'm normally punctual. I'm just having a very bad day, and I wanted to call out of respect to you to let you know I'm going to be a little bit later. My mother-in-law called me, and she wouldn't shut up.
So, who cares that your mother-in-law called you? Why are you not here yet?
Well, because I don't talk on the cell phone while I'm driving, so I had to pull over on the side of the freeway to tell her to stop because I had a job interview, which is very important to me, by the way. I need this job. And then I had to merge back into traffic, and it took a while. But I will be there in, like, 2 minutes. I can actually just see the building right now. I'm about to pull up.
Okay, this is your last chance.
All right. Well,
I better get here now.
Okay, I'll see you in a few minutes, boss.
I'm not your boss, all right? Just get here.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hey, Darren. It's Colby. It's Colby.
Colby, I know it's you. Why are you not here yet?
Okay, I'm just going to need a few more minutes, okay?
No, I'm not giving you any more minutes. No. There is no reason that you should be this late to a meeting that you claim is very important to you. Why are you even calling me at all?
There is a good reason. I have Vaseline in my eyes.
What?
Yeah, my eyes are full of Vaseline. It hurts. Oh, my God. But I will be right up there.
First, you're telling me that your kids changed all your clocks, and then you're calling with your mother-in-law, and now you have Vaseline in your eyes?
Yes, I have Vaseline in my eyes. I got here, and I was just in the parking lot trying to relieve some stress before we met.
Whoa. That's way, 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 way too much information.
I know, but I need to be honest with you because I want this job, and you know how it is when you get nervous and then... Oh, man, it got crazy weird.
Look, I don't need to hear about this, Colby, okay? This is too much information for me. This is inappropriate. It's not something you should be talking to your potential employer about, okay?
I've got so much Vaseline just, like, in my eyes. I'm walking around the parking garage trying to find the elevator. I don't know what I'm touching.
I don't want to hear it, all right? I'm not having this meeting with you.
I might have even strained a calf muscle, even.
I don't need to know about that. Stop it. Just shut the up. I don't need to hear about this.
All right, well, how about I tell you it's a prank phone call then?
What do you mean this is a prank phone call?
I mean, this is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Your brother Eric set you up.
What?
Yeah, he told me that you've been complaining about interviewing a bunch of flakes and wanted me to mess with you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, your brother even had me send in a fake resume and set up a meeting time with you and everything, so...
God, I can't believe he would do that. Really? And where'd the Vaseline come from?
Oh, that part's true. I'm down in the parking garage.
Oh,
like,
no,
hang out.
No. I don't need to know that. Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.